Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 14, 30 to chapter 15, verse 3. Exodus chapter 14, verse 30 to chapter 15, verse 3. That is how the Lord rescued Israel from the hand of the Egyptians that day. And the Israelites saw the bodies of the Egyptians washed up on the seashore. When the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had unleashed against the Egyptians, they were filled with awe before him. They put their faith in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hauled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. My theme for reflection is from fear to song. From fear to song. There is something almost disarming about how quickly our moods can change. One moment we are confident and hopeful. The next, a single piece of bad news unsettles everything. It's a bit like leaving church uplifted on a Sunday, only to feel overwhelmed again by Monday morning. Life has a way of shifting our perspective faster than we expect. Exodus 14:30 to 15 verse 3 captures one of the most dramatic turning points in the story of God's people, a movement from fear to faith and from panic to praise. The Israelites stand at the edge of the sea, trapped between the waters from them and Pharaoh's army behind them. They are terrified, convinced that their journey to freedom will end in disaster. Yet in a moment that reshapes their history, God delivers them. The sea parts, the oppressor is defeated, and what begins as a cry of fear becomes a song of victory. The Lord is my strength and my might. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Historically, this is not merely a story of escape. It is a declaration of identity. Israel comes to know God not only as a distant deity, but as an active deliverer, one who confronts the forces that enslave and diminish life. The language of God as warrior may unsettle modern readers, but within its context, it affirms something essential. God opposes all that destroys life and dignity. Pharaoh's empire represents systems of oppression, exploitation, and fear. God's intervention is not random violence. It is a decisive act of liberation. As Gustavo Gutierrez insightfully writes, God's justice is not separate from his love. It is the way his love is made concrete in history. In the Exodus, love takes the form of deliverance. God's compassion is not abstract, it acts. Scripture helps us see this pattern more fully. In Luke 1:51-52, Mary's song echoes the same truth. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. The God of Exodus is the same God revealed in Christ, a God who overturns injustice and restores hope. For the 21st century Christian, this story speaks directly into the rhythms of daily life. We may not stand before a literal sea, but we know what it feels like to be trapped by anxiety, by uncertainty, by systems that seem larger than us, by relationships that weigh heavily on our hearts. And like the Israelites, we often move quickly from trust to complaint when circumstances shift. Yet this passage invites us into a deeper posture. It reminds us that God is not absent in our struggle. He is present, active, and committed to life. But it also challenges us. Will we remember his faithfulness beyond the moment of crisis? The Israelites sing here, but only a few verses later, they begin to grumble again. Their story mirrors our own. Faith can be vibrant in moments of breakthrough, yet fragile in the face of ordinary difficulty. And so this text gently calls us to cultivate a faith that endures, not one that depends solely on dramatic moments, but one that learns to trust God in both the crossing and the wilderness. It invites us to become people who remember, who testify, and who continue to sing even when the path ahead is uncertain. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life do I feel trapped or overwhelmed as though there is no way forward? Number two, how can I intentionally remember and give thanks for the ways God has already acted in my life? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write down one past moment where you experienced God's help or guidance. Revisit it in prayer and let that memory become a source of renewed trust for your present situation. Lord God, our strength and our salvation, we thank you that you are not distant from our struggles but present within them. When we feel trapped or afraid, remind us that you are the one who makes a way where there seems no way. Teach us to trust not only in moments of victory, but also in the quiet challenges of daily life. Turn our fear into faith and our complaints into songs of praise. And may our lives bear witness to your saving power and enduring love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.